Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
New updates podcast, and I'm gonna be real quick. About to get out of here. Just some topics I gotta hit. We in this thing all day long. Mm-hmm. Shouts out to Nipsey Hussle and all them songs. Freestyle on off the top. Updates 101.
Yes, sir.
Let's start this thing. It's about to be fun.
Hey. Woo!
I was broken. I ain't. We are in here. This is Updates with Brandon Newsman. I am your host, Brandon Newsman. I am here with Helly Hells.
Yes, sir.
Diggity Don.
What up?
I couldn't get the better nicknames, guys. I'm trying to be concise. I didn't put that much thought. I put a lot of thought into the freestyle. Not a lot of thought.
You know, the freestyle
was like,
great.
Just like enough thought. And then I couldn't get the freestyle.
Maybe the names have to be written.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what?
Names might have to be written.
Yeah, I'm about to get my pen works. Bag. I'm going to show you my pen bag. Listen, right off the top, very sad day for Lakers fans. Boogie Cousins, we heard he got injured in practice in Las Vegas. You know, people train out there. There's multiple gyms. Now finds out from Shams Charania.
Yes, sir.
That another torn ACL. And I want to say another torn ACL. Boogie tore his ACL. Let me start like that. Get that type of energy to it. I don't want to be like, oh, not another injury repetition. Like, I'm worried about Boogie Cousins, his
sad
legacy as a NBA player. I want him to go down as one of the best big men ever play the game. Obviously, you have to be out there and durable, as Tim Duncan has shown, to even get in the conversation. And even then, you can get left out. Shouts out to Tim Duncan.
Talent-wise, Boogie's in the conversation.
And as a Lakers fan, I saw it and I just, the expletives came out, you know, just very disappointed, very sad. Listen, I don't think this is the end of the world on the optimistic side of the thing. I saw the way Boogie rejuvenated the Warriors. That was always a great team when they were making their playoff push, making their runs, and now all those ups and downs that whole season was.
Came up huge in a couple spots in the playoffs when big we really showed, needed him.
Yes, big game. And I think that
great
type
guy.
Of rejuvenation for, listen, the Boogie with the Lakers off top healthy, the roster as it constructed, it wasn't fair. And I think this is biggest, it's most devastating because the Lakers are no longer going into the season as one of the top three teams in the West. Woo. I think that is fine because I think this team needs to learn how to play together, play around LeBron. I think Boogie's energy is good for any team. I think that's the type of like glue guy that he is in the locker room.
Win for Boogie.
It's not even that. I do think this will make him cheaper for us next year as a Laker. I hope Boogie stays with the Lakers. I hope this is a continuation. But this is bad. This is tragic. It's an all-star that's going down. This week, episode 101, Joy talked about the fact that pending injuries, we talk about this in an NBA season and the storylines that are going to happen. This is a big one. Boogie's trending, Lakers are trending, ACL's trending, all because this guy is so good at playing basketball and he's out. So that sucks. And we'll talk about it more. Joy was on the Herdline News talking about this, and we'll have that and check the tape. But let's move on to the next topic off the top. Jay-Z and John Gruden being BFF.
John Gruden?
No, I'm sorry, John Gruden. I'm sorry.
We're getting to Hard Knocks next.
It's a 40-year
mistake. That's Roger Goodell.
I understand all white people don't look alike, but
if you saw Gruden, if you're watching though this picture,
John Gruden,
he looks like a Gruden low key.
Mark
Goodell
Davis,
does.
So pale.
And Roger Goodell. Roger, yeah. I still didn't say his name yet. Roger Goodell and Jay-Z becoming BFFs is very, very strange. We're in a new day, and I just want to focus on the fact that Jay-Z, Beyonce, and these type of artists have been pushing independence for a very long time and owning your own things. And, you know, people owning their masters is very important. Shout out to Nipsey Hussle. Keep streaming his album because his family eats off of that because he owned his own masters, right? So they created, what's the name? I download it once a year.
Tidal.
They created Tidal for music, got business partnerships with their friends, very independent, owning our stuff. We call the shots. Now it just feels like the goal is to get big enough to get purchased and owned by another entity that is the monopoly of the thing. Like, everything cash is out. A monopoly. Like, Jay-Z and Beyonce, we thought were monopolies. Then the NFL hires Jay-Z's Roc Nation, his company. I don't know
this what this relationship is. Looks like they're on a boat. Yeah, but this they're, is like, yeah, they're fact, just in a building.
This is the, we're gonna take, this is gonna be a picture for the actual show episode. This is just us three hanging out.
Everybody say khakis.
Everybody say khakis. Everybody say Hamptons.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, Kaepernick's girlfriend Nessa said on Twitter that she did not talk to Jay-Z. Jay-Z and Colin Kaepernick spoke on Monday. Jay-Z disclosed that he would not disclose how that conversation went. Reports have said that the conversation did not go well. This is happening, honestly, a week after we hear about Kaepernick still wanting a job in the NFL. 900 whatever day it is of him being
eight
unemployed.
Something. High right? eights, I think.
I'm saying that at this point in time, it's probably 900 since he posted it. There. Right? So my biggest issue is, as Joy said, where does Kaepernick fall in between this? And I understand the people are saying, as a businessman, people are like anti-kneeling and stuff. Like, what does Colin Kaepernick have to do with the deal with Jay-Z? But when Jay-Z has put albums out recently, as Jermel Hill talked about in her article, he's had bars specifically to turning down the NFL. I told them, you need me. I don't need you. Forget your end zone. We celebrating whatever. Listen, he's had bars going against the NFL. Roger Goodell is saying that he wants to be in partnership with people that aren't telling them that they're doing things right. They want to be telling them how to do things right. I think Jay-Z is the right partnership. Let's not forget who Jay-Z is as a businessman. He's not a businessman. He is a businessman. And the NFL just bought that business of Jay-Z
Man.
And what he does. Thank you. Shouts out. I don't think it's a bad partnership. I don't think it's negative. It's just confusing based on the fact that Jay-Z was on Saturday Night Live within the last calendar year wearing a Kaepernick jersey.
Colin K.
In support of Colin Kaepernick, who is still blackballed from the NFL. Just the interesting thing was, you know, we'll keep it up.
What's the line from Batman? You either die a hero or see yourself live long enough to become a villain.
Also,
I'm not saying.
Also, a bar that Jay-Z put in a Drake song. Just to let you know.
Yeah. Yuck. But I say that I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried. I don't know. I love Jay-Z as the historically great rapper.
Right.
I don't know what I'm supposed to be looking at necessarily to figure out whether I like Jay-Z, the businessman. If he didn't have all the cachet that he has already, like, this would be marks against a person that
I don't think so. Just because it doesn't matter what we thought he was and all that stuff, because we're just spectators watching someone build an empire from nothing.
We're consumers
and continue to grow.
We're consumers too, though.
That doesn't stop. And being a consumer is having an opinion on the product, which we all have. It was the opposite of love isn't hate, it's indifference, right? Jay-Z is putting himself in a position where no one can be indifferent about him. Someone has an opinion on him, and that opinion is constantly changing and evolving as he does as a entity and a business person, period. On to Hard Knocks.
Speaking of opinions and entities
and deals and monopolies, and sometimes I'm watching TV, I was like, you know what, I'm tired of commercials, and I just sit on HBO and just look at the screen, see all the little squares and all the things that I could be watching. I watched Bring Down the House the other night, and me and Joy talked about that movie. Tell you what, guys, couldn't hold up now. Very Eugene Levy, Steve Martin, Queen Latifah. Mm-hmm. I saved the best for last.
I was kind of hoping you were talking about House Guest with Sinbad.
Bringing down the house. Very racially charged. And it's pretty funny. Check it out. It's on HBO.
You know what else is on HBO?
Hard Knocks, John Gruden.
His son, the coach of the other team, Sean McVay.
Listen, okay, let me just say this. I watched Hard Knocks with Michelle. Seeing something with fresh eyes and new eyes, it made it more real. I don't want to say it took the shine off of it, but she was saying with the narrator, she was like, is this always narrated like this? She was like, it sounds like I should be watching a ant carry something to the high,
more or, than its body
or,
weight, yeah.
Or a Venus flytrap slowly opening, like this is like Blades of Grass, like it's very documentary style.
It's talked educational. About this last time. I would say it's educational.
I love those docs.
I and it's also nice to have like football on that you don't have to like pay attention to always. And obviously, shouts out to not paying attention to football games because that season is coming very soon. Naps during football games are coming very soon. Shouts out to those. But the Raiders, guys, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I guarantee you, I'm not interested. I am interested in these players as human beings. I'm interested in the game of football. I'm interested in how the game of football can shape and change people's lives. I'm interested in the individual cuts that will happen and how this team gets built. But let's be real. Up until last year, most teams featured on Hard Knocks are irrelevant in the grand scheme of that upcoming NFL season. And that's one of the stipulations. It's in the contract of how these teams get sought after. The Texans before that, and the Bengals before that, and the Rams before that, that were going into a season where they were with Jeff Fisher as their head coach. So I say, I'd say it's fun to get an inside look into NFL training camp. And even if it's a couple of days afterwards and we're all following the storylines live, but if you're following the cameras and you're showing Antonio Brown, I want to see more helmet. That was the only thing I said. I wanted to see helmet in this dialogue. We didn't get enough helmet talk. We got some after helmet talk. And guys, don't trick me with the editing. We ain't new to this. We make YouTube videos out here. Don't respect our eye a little bit more. Don't try to jump cut stuff to make it seem like some things happened.
He was wearing Antonio that Brown sweatshirt earlier, you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and in training camp, you wear the same sweatshirt every day, damn near.
Antonio Brown does?
Oh, but shouts out to that the piece on the Eastern Michigan, Maction, a defensive Crosby, DN, who broke his hand. Mm-hmm. I saw it right as he did it. I was like, oh, I said broke it. Michelle was like, you say he broke his hand? I was like, yeah. And then became the next 5 minutes was about him breaking his hand, trying to punch the ball out. But he is great.
A dude named Max with two X's, you know he's a real one. God. Come on
and he sang T-Pain to the group.
Good.
Yeah, he brought down the house.
Somewhat good.
$375 signing bonus. Shouts out to him. I was like, wait a minute, this guy didn't make that much money. That's not
he
that said, much.
I think it was $780, I thought his was.
Was it?
$780?
It was the guy before that. It was a punter that said $374.
That wasn't a punter, bro. He was a wide receiver, bro. Okay. That's Hunter Renfro. He played wide receiver. I know he looked like a punter.
I opened up this thing being racist, and I'm going to end it with being racist. Let's check the tape.
Okay, guys, we are back. Obviously, we talked about Boogie Cousins right off the top. Joy was talking about it with Colin on the Herd today. Obviously, it was breaking news. If you're watching FS1, that red breaking news bar. Let's shout out breaking news people, the people who put that stuff up, the graphics people, make sure everything's spelled right. These are the real hard workers that we come from.
Actual jobs, real jobs.
Right, actual jobs. And also somebody's job to when it's not breaking news anymore, let's get off the screen because it gets confusing around 5 p.m.
For like 2 hours.
Breaking news. And
everything's
like,
breaking.
What happened?
It already,
a boogie.
That already broke.
I did a podcast about that.
But anyways, we want to hear what Joy has to say about Boogie injury in the Lakers season and what the Lakers do to replace him. Talk to them, Joy.
Bad news for the Lakers and, of course, for Boogie Cousins. According to Sham Sharania, DeMarcus Cousins tore his ACL while he was working out in Las Vegas on Monday. He has had quite a round of injuries in his career. This is obviously devastating for Boogie. We remember seeing him come back for the Warriors in one game. He had 9 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists. And then 4 minutes into the second game, he was injured again. It's just really disappointing for Boogie. Like, this kind of felt like a good situation for the Lakers to have Boogie. Can ease his way back. And, you know, he's a 9-year veteran, 4-time All-Star, incredibly talented, averages 21.2 points and 10.9 rebounds per game over his career. But if you look at the list of injuries, it's just...
It's over.
I don't want to say it's over. I mean, he's 29 years old, but it's just... The injury list is hard to argue with, and it's very, very difficult to come back from an Achilles injury, but especially as a big guy. And people were comparing the Kevin Durant situation to Boogie, but I don't think Kevin Durant has the same... I mean, he clearly doesn't have the same body type as Boogie or injury history, and he just plays the game differently. It sucks. Like, there's just no way around it. This is bad news for the Lakers, but it just... You really kind of felt the energy that the Warriors had around Boogie when he came back and he had that game, and everyone was just happy to see him out there and just like relieved that he is playing well, and then for him to get injured again. And now this, the report was by Woj that he had left the court in Vegas, but wasn't sure what it was, and we were waiting for the results here in Los Angeles. And now Shawnee is reporting it is a torn ACL. So what the Lakers do to replace him will be interesting. I think Carmelo's name might get thrown out there.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, LeBron and Melo have discussed many times about wanting to play together. I don't think Melo's going to hurt them at this point in the situation. I think Melo knows what his role would be with the Lakers. It's not like he's going to come in and expect to be a starter, expect it to be his team. So I don't think that's the situation, but really disappointing news for Boogie.
Very disappointing news for Boogie. I want to address multiple things that Joy brought up in this whole thing.
Get Melo.
Okay.
Get Melo, dude. The Warriors reason, will if you won't, dude. No, I'm telling you, dude.
Why, the reason it's why time. It's interesting and it seems like a weird replacement, the type of basketball player that Boogie Cousins needs to come back and be, and shouts out to nicknames in sports broadcasts, because I'm just seeing DeMarcus Cousins everywhere and just like, we say Boogie, we know what we're talking about.
Yeah. He's Boogie, then he's Cuz, then he's DeMarcus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. D-Mark, whatever. But anyways, the type of player that Boogie Cousins needs to be when he comes back with the Lakers probably should be more like whatever player and role that Carmelo Anthony plays for the Lakers, coming off the bench, letting that role get more defined. Scoring. Someone who's going to be shooting more. And it sucks, but it seems like to better protect from these injuries, people just need to be more like a Kevin, obviously, more like Kevin Durant. Like, oh, just be more like Kevin Durant. That works. But just someone who's more deadly shooting regardless of how far they are from the rim and not backing up. Like, I'd be interested in seeing what Carmelo Anthony does for the Lakers if that's somewhere they decide to go. And I think it would be a good foil to start bringing Boogie Cousins back into a new role, because he can't be a center anymore in the NBA.
He can't be the type of center he's been up until this point,
right?
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure. But when you look at someone like a Brook Lopez, could he do those things where you just are either all the way in there, not flying around running and getting the rebound, or you're all the way out of the three-point line pulling? I think he could do that. So I hope Boogie comes back.
You had something else, though, didn't you?
Oh, Melo, dude. It's time for the Melucular Nuclear Melo option. I'm still working on how I'm going to say that. Someone's got to do it this year. We need the content. We need the content. Melo is a star on a level that pretty much no one besides LeBron and Steph Curry are.
I would say seeing,
and I would love to see him out there. Does it get another uniform? So that guy, you know, the guy that did all the Melo jerseys, he had like every Melo jersey from every year. He needs a new jersey. He needs a new team to follow. So I want to see Melo out there, whether it's with the Lakers or with the Warriors. I'd rather not see him pull a Vince Carter and just be on some
team that's going nowhere. But Earl Watson came on here and debunked the myth that
just coaching.
Melo is a me guy, right? Obviously, coaching in the Lakers aren't the best, but you do have a Jason Kidd who somebody respects. But I think players watching players, the way Russell Westbrook has elected himself to go into a team with another MVP player, another all-star, and take a back seat, is showing Melo's like, okay, look, what's my version of taking a back seat? What can I gain from really just get whatever role I'm told? I'm not thinking about my opinion on it. I'm thinking about the best way to get to that very possibly. But Boogie being injured is huge for the Lakers. Huge NBA news. I'm still mad at y'all. Like, we in NFL season and spend all this time on basketball. Let's check the comments. Oh, no. I meant to say, I am King Comments. Okay, we are in the comments now, officially up on YouTube. The Browns will be better than Space Jam 2. A take that I feel like is the effervescence of the episode, but also I don't agree with it. Like, it can't be. Like, Space Jam 2 can't be bad. It just can't be.
It can be.
It can be, but like,
it won't be.
Like, okay, what about that movie LeBron was in a lot with Bill Hader and Amy Schumer? What was the name of that movie?
I didn't see it.
Trainwreck. A friend of mine produced it. I didn't see that because I was nervous to see LeBron James on film, and I didn't want it to be bad.
He was good.
I heard he was good. I heard he was like the best part of the movie.
Yeah. Right, but
in
that's
a weird way. But Bill Hader and him, because Bill Hader's so good.
But that's him as an unadvertised pleasant surprise.
Right. instead of I'm wearing the headband and I got the Space Jam thing.
Right. Instead of this movie's based around me.
This whole movie is like in our minds mentally is just like a Photoshop graphic that someone put together that keeps getting put out.
I mean, I feel like the acting is a low bar for this. Michael Jordan was horrible.
But I thought he was.
He was top.
But I mean, it's acceptable because it's Michael.
Since we make a list, top 50 worst acting athletes. Okay. We should make that list one day. Okay, anyways,
if Shaq's on that list, you're wrong. I enjoy both of those movies.
I think the top of that list is the best actors that are also athletes. So Shaq could be number one on that list.
Yeah, I'm gonna go OJ Simpson.
Wait, what?
He was Naked Gun, he was good.
Yeah.
I thought you thought he was bad or good.
Good, great. So he's gonna be at
good meaning bad or
stop. No,
bad
no.
meaning good.
That is actually funny. Or
the comments.
We need to lock in. Okay, freeze. There you go. Says Tom Brady's a Dolphin jersey would be the most glorious thing ever happened to football. Sports media would implode with that. Please let it happen, please. I'm thinking about cutting this guy's comment out and just making a graphic of the full Tom Brady Miami Dolphins jersey swap. Because it would be, I know I said Detroit, but like I just feel like that's what Detroit like deserves. But like old Tom Brady in division, just in Miami, feels so right. Like, and imagine if he like gets fat.
And starts
really Jackie Moon in it.
Yeah, and the teal really does look good.
It looks great on most skin colors. Yeah. Yes, especially Tom Brady's. Okay, shouts out to our righty then. We need to meme Brandon's crazy face in the helmet. Shouts out.
We got halfway there.
We got a clip of it.
Donnie, all right, you following
us on Maybe I'm Crazy on Instagram?
Shouts to you, all righty then.
And me individually.
Love Ace reference.
Yeah, David Harris. Great show, like always. Greg is the best. Been a fan since episode 34. Keep up the great work. I actually remember episode 34. No, I don't. But I remember. I do remember it. We did it. Yeah,
that's major points, though.
Yeah. Oh,
Which episode you've been following since?
No,
there,
right. They've been doing that since the 100th episode. But I also love every avatar of someone in the passenger seat of a vehicle. Shouts out to you. Fans, since episode 20 on SoundCloud. On SoundCloud.
Damn.
You are...
There are tens of you.
A rare... Yes, okay. I do want to read this. Brandon Smoking Crack talking about Dame Lillard album Better Than Port of Miami 2. Greg needs to smack him again without the helmet.
That could probably be arranged.
I hear you, but the length... Like, when there's fat... The more fat in an album... No, honestly. Shouts out to fat. But the more fat in the album... The more I dilute it, its quality. So, like, the tightness of Damian Lillard's album, I really like just hip-hop bars. But, like, there's some stuff in Rick Ross' album that we just don't need. It starts off with the track. Don't even get me started. Okay. Dame Lillard's trash. Shaq was better. I don't know. Dame's not trash.
Shaq has more albums out and he's been in the game.
Like, he's legit.
He's been on a track with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, we just talked about... Yeah, exactly. Wait. I was LMAO when Joy looked back and saw her Dolphins jersey was MIA. Hey. Keep up the good work, Joy and Brandon. That was a great moment.
Yep.
The first time a jersey hasn't been there is when Joy uses a reference, looking at me, and tried to stunt. She was trying to flex, and there's nothing to flex with. It was beautiful. Junior Coleman, 14 hours ago, says, the best NBA storylines is the battle for L.A. Houston will be pretty interesting. They'll probably come out of the West, but it'll be hard to beat Lakers versus Clippers. Agreed, especially now with the equalizer of Boogie Cousins out. And, yeah, L.A. Clippers is always going to be a storyline. They're in the same building. Their coaches, their play, they share the same halls. I ran into Paul George at the Shake Shack by my house. Like, things are getting real. This is very different. And Houston, coming out winning the West is a take that goes along with Joy's. And it's something I'm not letting sit with me yet. I'm refusing that like medicine. My body, no. I don't want that. I don't want that take. I don't know. Okay. That if AD gets booed and comes back to Noya, agreed. Time in Miami will be interesting. Just talk about that. Space Jam 2 should be a Netflix or Amazon special. How dare you?
Flame Joe ass.
How dare
take,
you?
Take that, Bron.
But you right.
Good-ish, Junior.
I love the fact that straight to DVD has graduated to Netflix, Amazon special.
I mean, it's quality stuff.
Something about the frame rate's not a just, movie. You can tell. Straight to, I don't know what it is exactly. Yeah. I don't know the science, but it's something.
Right.
It's off.
Okay, that's it. We're wrapping up the comments. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being fans. Thank you so much for telling your family about us. Oh my gosh, that was so great. Like, that, thank you for texting your family about us and your friends. That was, thank you. Very
those
special.
Those tweets you put out supporting us.
Yes, thank you so much. Like, yes,
the,
I, we
the
see
snail
all
mail
of that.
That you sent to your local senator saying
Greg Barbosa put, definitely deserves should, a specific shout out for following Michelle on Instagram, being a big fan of hers as well.
I guess.
A lot of comments about Joy shouting out her weight gain. You know what I'm saying? We want to keep put the fat back in football. And shouts out to everybody living their best life and everybody's in their transitional phrases. You know what I mean? Life is a yo-yo. You know what I'm saying? I think that somebody said, Confucius said that, right? Life is a yo-yo. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Yo-Yo.
He was confused when he said it, but yeah.
But we love y'all. We care for y'all. We praying for y'all. And we out.